Coming up is some training for coaches for a new running program. Here to tell us more about Let Me Run is Erica Paquette from Wish. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And tell us about Let Me Run. What is Let Me Run?
So a lot of people in Ketchikan are probably familiar with the Girls on the Run program, and we've been running that one for about 11 seasons now, and we've always had people asking, what about the boys? What about the boys? So this year we were finally able to bring a pilot season of the Let Me Run program, which is a program that works to inspire boys through the power of running to be courageous enough to be themselves, to build healthy relationships, and to live in active lifestyle. And so it's really the it's working to kind of unpack toxic masculinity for young boys. It's the same age range for as Girls on the Run, fourth through sixth grade boys, and it's running and lessons. We do a 5K at the end. It's just a really really similar program to the Girls on the Run.
And so each week or each, I guess it's like weekly sessions, you sort of focus on a lesson?
Yeah, so we have that. The Let Me Run program is 7 weeks, 2 lessons per week, and they have lessons ranging from talking to boys about healthy emotional expression, healthy eating, how to thank and identify everyday heroes and mentors in their lives. So it just has a range of short lessons that go along with the running, where we kind of, this program is set up the opposite of the Girls on the Run, where we start by doing a unity lap, which takes the boys a little bit. The point of that is that we're all running around the track once all together, instead of, you know, the fast people taking off and the slower people kind of hanging in the back. So we start by doing that, and then we have words to live by. And so that's some quote that's going to tie to the lesson that we talk about first. And then we go on our run, and then we come back and sit down and we work through a lesson. So they have different activities. It might be relay races or games, or we had on the emotional expression one, we are, you know, adding vinegar and baking soda to show what happens when you're bottling up your emotions and not letting them out until, you know, the explosion.
You are seeking coaches.
Yeah. So this season we had four of us that were coaching, and we just had one site at Houtling. So thank you, Houtling, for doing the pilot site. But we are looking to expand. And so this is an opportunity to have, we have the executive director of the program coming up from North Carolina. And Ketchikan is actually the second team ever in Alaska. So there was a team in Petersburg, and then we're the second site. So they're looking to expand through Alaska. And he's coming up to do this coach training for us. So hopefully we can get some more people trained for our fall and spring seasons. So the training certifies you for 2 years to be a coach. Just head coaches actually need to be trained, but it's a really great if you work at a school and you're interested in learning more about the program, or maybe you do an after-school program or something like that and you're interested in learning more. This is both a coach training and kind of an informational session. So you don't have to commit to coaching to come.
What does it take to be a coach? What kind of people are you looking for?
So we don't need people to be runners. Actually, we just are looking for people who are, you know, want to make a positive change in a young boy's life. So they have the coach training absolute truth that they're going to talk through, but I'll just read one. It says, if you do not agree, do not deliver the Let Me Run program. So coaches should display positive behavior and encourage boys. And they expect coaches to have an attitude that reflects the mission, credo, core values of the program. So that's just really about positivity, not putting people down. So it has some lessons on competition, but it's about teaching everyone how to express healthy competition instead of putting people down or being derogatory. So, yeah, just anyone, male, female, junior coach, if you're 16 or up. So if there's a boy in high school who wants to get some volunteer hours, we're just looking for all sorts of people. And I think that's what has made the Girls on the Run program really great. And so I'm expecting the same thing to happen with the Let Me Run, is we just have such a variety of backgrounds and we all come together around these lessons and these kids. And it's really powerful.
And this training is Thursday, June 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the downtown Ketchikan Fire Station. Coming up. And what is the commitment to training? You're saying it's like two days per week. When does this start? And how, you mentioned 7 weeks, but when does this get started?
Okay, so we're probably going to, we're going to be doing outreach to different sites and schools in the summer, but that'll be kind of hard because a lot of people are gone. So we're hoping to have maybe one team in the fall and then more teams in the spring. We want to get it in line with the Girls on the Run program so we can have a joint 5K at the end of the year and have an even bigger celebration than we already do. And so the commitment for coaches is basically the practices are an hour and a half, two times a week, and then you figure maybe, you know, you show up 5 minutes before, 5 to 15 minutes before, depending on your site, and then you have to be there until everybody leaves. So, you know, 2 hours twice a week for 7 weeks, and then the 5K.
And it would be an after-school activity, I would
think. Yeah, it is after school, so most of the sites start at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and so it is a little early for some people, but we have had really great success with working with employers that they typically let their employees leave early to do. Volunteer for this.
Okay, so if someone is interested in learning more about coaching or being a coach, what should they do?
So they can call me at 228-4371. You can also go to the website. It's letmerun.org. And if you click on training, and then you can register for our coach training, and then they just have a lot of great information on the site. But I coached this year. It was my first year. I coordinated Girls on the Run forever, and I never really coached. But I had, I mean, just an amazing time, and I'm going to keep coming back now. It's just super fun.
And so you coordinated the Let Me Run? Is that what you're saying?
Me and another person kind of coordinated it, but we also coached because I had to get trained so I can train coaches, and so I had to coach. But I didn't think that I would be as into it as I was. It just was really great to get to know these boys and watch them grow over the 7 weeks. I mean, we do like push-ups every day, and to see their improvements on their push-ups and their mile times and everything, and then just to sit and have the discussions with them. It was really powerful.
How was it different from Girls on the Run? Would you say that they're very different, or?
They are not so different. I think the Girls on the Run curriculum is it's a longer program, so it is a little more in-depth. But I think they're both evidence-based programs, so they both have evaluation behind them that shows that they do increase these protective factors for kids. So it's really about skill building. Obviously, we use it as a violence prevention, a primary violence prevention. So hoping that we're building these skills in kids that make them less likely to be victims or perpetrators of violence. And so both of them are evidence-based. Both of them have the curriculum behind them. They're just slightly different lessons.
Okay, and again, coach training's coming up first, and then I imagine you do outreaches at the schools in order to get youth signed up.
Yep, we do all the coordination for you. So if you're interested in bringing this program to your school, you can also give me a call, 228-4371, and we can help you with the team. We do all the kind of registration and the back end work to make it really easy for schools to pick it up.
Great. Okay, anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope.
We're good. All right,
thank you so much.
Erica Paquette, and again, we will have some of this information on our website, krbd.org, all that contact info, so you can look it up on our website and have that, again, those contact numbers and the link to the website.